With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Teachers and other school staff are getting fresh training this month in how to spot a child who has become a victim of abuse. The training sessions in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Las Cruces are a collaboration between school districts in those cities and the New Mexico Attorney General's office. Attorney General Hector Balderas points out that past training sessions helped to save a little girl's life recently.
Most recently, there was a case that we investigated and intervened that shocked the conscience of New Mexico, where a young child was being humanly trafficked by her own parents. And it was a training of ours that allowed a nurse to intervene and contact us. And so we're very worried that this type of abuse and violence could exist in any district in the state of New Mexico.
The parents of the Albuquerque girl are now charged with sex trafficking after the girl revealed to a school nurse that she and her mom would work the streets. Attorney General Baldera says training will focus on that kind of code language from students and other signs of abuse teachers can identify.
And most importantly, we want to train all teachers in New Mexico on what law enforcement authorities they can contact, so that ultimately we can intervene in a timely manner. This training will save lives. Many times teachers second-guess themselves. In other words, they mistake poverty or signs of normal stress and don't realize that maybe a child could be humanly trafficked or sexually exploited. So a lot of times it's noticing subtleties on how children behave. A lot of times children will use code language that if teachers are not trained to how to spot and communicate with children, they may miss some signs that are right in front of them.
The AG's office is holding training sessions in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Las Cruces this week. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.